Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Thank you so much for joining me today. And today, I really wanted to touch upon how to deal with collective fear and even your own fear. We know there is a lot of fear going around surrounding the virus and whether it's going to spread, you know, especially here in the UK and like a lot, you know, in probably most countries around the world now, you know, there is a lot of scaremongering, fear in the news, the media, from the governments, everything. So I thought this was an appropriate time to do a podcast episode on how to deal with collective fear, because I know a lot of us empaths, a lot of us spiritual folk have really felt that collective fear energy over the last week or two, and you know, it's how we can deal with that, how we can process that fear and also not give in to fear as well, and actually the practicalities of the truth, not what the media wants to scaremonger and fear people with. So we all know that the media likes to exaggerate things. We know that the media likes to scare people into fear and all of this. This is why I don't watch the news anymore. I don't follow any news pages on social media, anything like that. I'd rather just not know. Obviously, you know, it is good to know some things within reason, of course, you know, like when, you know, important big things are happening. You know, it's good to have an awareness of what's going on in the world, definitely. But what I'm referring to is obviously just the real negative stuff, the negative stuff which sometimes we just don't need to see. So I would definitely encourage you, if you have any news channels or online newspapers, you're following them, it's coming up in your feeds, just mute them. Mute them and decide what you want to see on your social media feed. And obviously, yeah, you can control what comes through to you, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on your laptop, whether it's on your TV, whatever it is, you're in control of that. So that's my first tip, to, you know, make sure that you're switching things off and just being aware of things in a way that feels good to you, whether that's checking in every now and again, whether that's hearing from other people, whatever it may be, like, you know, be aware, but equally don't be sucked into the hype and the drama and the negativity, because they're only going to show you the bad side of things. And I was actually speaking to one of my clients about this the other day, and she was saying, you know, it's just so scary. And I said, I understand, like, you know, it's not a great position, like none of us really want to be here in this place. But I said, you know, at the end of the day, like over 50,000 people have already recovered. I believe that's from China, that statistic. So, you know, 50,000 people have already recovered from the, well, at the time of recording, it's 108,000 cases, I think. So I'm sure the 50,000 is worldwide, not just China. But yeah, it's, you know, half of the people have recovered. And if you look at the statistics, I know people are saying that like seasonal flu has higher death rates, and it probably does. But equally, you know, anybody dying is not great. And, you know, I think there has been a little bit of carelessness in the spiritual community of people just like ignoring it, of people just ignoring its existence. And I don't think we should ignore, you know, 4,000 people dying. Like, I don't think we should ignore that. 4,000 innocent people have died. And I think that's something to feel, you know, sorrow for, feel sad about, and actually just send some love to their friends, their families, their loved ones, and actually just think, you know, God, like, that sucks, you know? Like, I think we need to have some humanness here of, we can't just pretend that it doesn't exist, because that's not really going to work out well for you if you keep doing that. So, and I think it's almost dehumanizing to ignore 4,000 people's deaths. Like, it just doesn't sit right with me, if I'm honest. You know, like when we had all the Amazonian rainforest fires and things like that, you know, everybody was doing prayer circles, everyone was doing online meditations, and absolutely, like, let's do that. I am all for that. Even with the Australian fires as well, like, I'm all for this. But you see, with this, like, I don't see any prayer circles. I don't see any online meditations of people, you know, just having compassion for people and just, what, you know, supporting each other. And I know that we shouldn't feel, you know, feed into the fear and feed into, you know, that low vibration. I completely understand that. But I think equally as well, we have to witness here that innocent people are being affected, that people's health is being affected. But on the plus side, if you're young, you know, in good shape, good immune system, you know, the odds are obviously very positive. And, you know, some people have mild symptoms, but again, we don't really know this unless you've known someone who's had it. You know, again, we're just guessing. We're guessing on what the health services put out there. And that's what I mean. It's the unknown as well, which is feeding that fear and feeding that scarcity. So yes, we shouldn't feed the fear, absolutely, because we know with the law of attraction, with anything in this universe, fear is never a good vibration to feed into, because it just creates more fear. So the more you can obviously, you know, be sensible is the best way to be here. You know, be cautious, be sensible, you know, don't fear other people, don't avoid going out, because otherwise, you know, you're just feeding into that fear. But just be sensible. You know, if you are feeling ill, be sensible and think of other people. You know, don't just be selfish in this situation and think of yourself. You know, you have to think of other people, the vulnerable and the elderly, the homeless, the people, you know, with like organ transplants, you know, severe health conditions, chronic illness. All of these people are more at risk. So I think it's just being mindful of that and helping people where we can. You know, the more we can come together and unite, that is the way forward. But feeding into the fear is never the answer. It's definitely never the answer. So really, all you can do is just be sensible. Wash your hands. I know that sounds simple, but wash your hands, be sensible, don't do anything silly, and just be positive. You know, don't focus on that. And the more you can like switch off your social media, the more you can just focus on what's going well in your life, focus on your day-to-day life whilst having an awareness and whilst being sensible, you're going to have a positive experience no matter what happens. And I think what people forget is we have these life paths, we have these plans in life. So if, for instance, it is your destiny to get it and recover from it, there's no way you're going to be able to avoid that, no matter how much anti-bac or hand sanitizer you have. You know, if it is meant to happen to you, I don't know, for like to slow you down, to make you reevaluate your life, like whatever the lesson could be there, that's always going to happen. And equally, if you're not meant to have it, you're not meant to have it. So really, you know, it's not saying, you know, it's out of our hands. We can take that inspired action to prevent, to be sensible, to have awareness and to be mindful. But equally as well, we have to remember that you can't avoid it if it is meant to happen to you. Just like, you know, just like with anything, any of us could die at any time. We have no control over that. It is our life path, what is meant to happen. And if someone was always meant to die tomorrow, they will die. Do you know what I mean? It's not a case of whether it's the virus, whether it's seasonal flu, whether it's a heart condition, whether they just drop dead. You know, we need to think about these things, that if you are meant to go on and live a very happy, healthy life for another 60 odd years, you will do that. Like, no virus can stand in the way of that. So that is your life path, your contracts here. Remember, we all have contracts. No virus is going to come in the way of a contract you've got to serve here. So these are just the real practical ways to look at it of, yes, be the light, go towards the light, be positive, you know, turn off the news where you can. You know, don't feed into the scaremongering, just reassure yourself. And it is causing people anxiety. And probably if you're quite a sensitive person energetically, I know I am myself, like you're feeling that fear from those outside influences. And just to share something, you know, my parents were actually in the Maldives and their island was Karuda, the island that got locked down for 5 days because three people tested positive, including the Italian tourist where it came from on the island. So they're in lockdown for 5 days. And obviously I was worried, like any family member would be. And the Maldivian government weren't really doing much, not really communicating, really slow to make any decisions. And we just had no idea how long it would go on for, whether they'd be quarantined for 14 days, whether they'd be released, whether they could come home. They had about a week of their holiday left when the lockdown happened. So obviously from an outsider's perspective here in the UK, we were all worried about our loved ones. You know, I managed to communicate with a few people who had their parents on the island or were on the island themselves to connect them all. And, you know, it's the lack of information that creates fear. It's the lack of, you know, it's the uncertainty that creates fear. So in those moments where you have uncertainty, you know, what's going to happen? Is it just going to disappear? Is it going to get worse before it gets better? We have to realize all of this is out of our control. We can hold that positive space. We can hold that vision of ourselves being healthy.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Happy, protected, whatever it may be, but let's do it as a collective, not just for yourself. Let's do it for our loved ones, your loved ones, everybody, because every life matters. And this is what annoys me, is that it seems to be very much a lot of people don't think about every life matters, but every life really does matter. So let's envision the world being healthy, everybody being healthy, not just ourselves and not just our loved ones. Those are important, of course, and it always has to start within you and for you, of course, but extend that out as well, that vision, because there will be people who are not aware of what we do. There are people who are aware, who may be quite negative or feeds into that fear or has anxiety or depression, and they're not aware of these tools or meditation or positivity. So the more we can do that and help people, that's our purpose here as light workers, to share the light. So focus on that light. Be positive as much as you can. But if you're feeling fearful, it's okay to witness that as well. But ask yourself, okay, what's the worst case scenario here? And what's my plan B? So look at it realistically. If you are someone who is more susceptible to being, you know, critically ill with it, what positive action can you take to really help yourself and prevent this for you, and to just be sensible? And if you are someone who is very much like myself, fit, young, healthy, good immune system, you know, realistically, you haven't got much to worry about. What you should focus on is really about holding that space for others, the vulnerable people, the elderly people, and again, just being responsible and sensible. And look at that recovery rate. That recovery rate is going to continue to go up. It's going to continue to go up. And, you know, there's so much conspiracies around where the virus came from, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, if it was leaked, which it probably was, there's not much we can do about that. All we can do is change how we move forward with it. All we have is today. So how you choose to think about it and live your day is how your experience will be. So my top tips to obviously help you through this fear, and obviously, you know, if it does get worse before it gets better in whatever country you may be, I know the UK, it's quite a critical time for us. So, you know, definitely there is that element of uncertainty. And I know in the US as well, it's similar numbers. So definitely, you know, stick to your daily practices. Focus on your gratitude. Routine and discipline is what really helps in times of uncertainty. Because not only do we know how powerful a daily practice is on the good days when everything's fine, when you are feeling uncertain, when you're feeling fearful, these are some great practices that you can use each morning to just set yourself up for a good day no matter what happens. So in the morning, make sure you're doing a gratitude practice. Write it down. Write down 3 to 5 points of what you're grateful for. Give thanks for your health. Give thanks for the ability that you're alive right here and right now. Even being alive is such a small, small percentage of the chances of you, you know, being here in your body with the family you have. You know, think of all of these things that we take for granted and really give gratitude for that, no matter what it is. And after you've done your gratitude, write down your why. So you'll put, I am so grateful for, and then put your point, and then because. And writing your why really intensifies that gratitude practice and challenges you to dig deeper with it of why are you grateful for that? Because most of the time we can say like, oh, I'm happy for my cat, my dog, my house, whatever. But why are you grateful for those things? So do your gratitude every day, because this will keep you in a positive mind frame and help you to focus on what's going well and what's working well for you. Then secondly, things like meditation can obviously help to ground you, can help to clear your energy, protect your energy. Obviously working with Archangel Raphael, he's the healing angel. Call upon your spiritual resources as well. Your angel team are there to help you and guide you. Hand over the fear to them, hand over the anxiety. That's what they're there to do, to help you clear and transmute that and to feel at ease no matter what. And also tapping, EFT, you know how much I love Brad Yates, guys. Check out Brad Yates's channel on YouTube. He's actually got videos he's released recently for the fear of coronavirus and to do tapping for that. So tapping, if you don't know, is, might look a bit strange when you see it first, but it is all over our body. We have these meridian points, and we have thousands, hundreds of thousands of them. And our main meridian points are on our hands, our head, our sort of facial area, and under, and your armpit where your bra line is, and your collarbone as well. So Brad will show you all of these. You don't have to remember all of that. So to have a go with some of his videos, whether it's the fear-based ones or anything you want to do, even if you want to tap into a positive vibration or raise your vibration or feel more positive, go where you feel drawn to. But try some tapping, because tapping can really help to release emotions. So within these meridian points, we store energy. We're energetic beings. So every now and again, our meridian points can become stagnant with energy. And this is where blocks, stagnant energy. And when you just feel stuck, tapping can always really help when you feel stuck. So do whatever videos, you know, you feel drawn to go to, but do tapping regularly, because this will really help to release fears. It will really help to calm and ground you, like that meditation. And he has so many videos for all sorts of things. So there really is a video for every emotion and everything you can think of. So be solid with this. Be consistent with your practice, because the more consistent you are with your daily practice, you'll see those consistent results. Now, I'm not going to say the fear will be completely eliminated. Of course not. We're always going to worry for our loved ones, ourselves, and, you know, the collective as well. But what we can do is take that positive action to still raise the vibration, to hold that space of love, of light, and of faith and trust in the universe, instead of feeding into that fear that the media creates with everything they put out there. So it's not a case of ignoring its existence. Ignoring things is spiritual bypassing. You guys know I say this all the time. It frustrates me when people say to, oh, just ignore it, it doesn't exist. Sorry, 4,000 people did exist. And I just think it's inhumane to neglect the fact that 4,000 people have sadly lost their lives. Like, to me, that feels not great to ignore that. And I don't think any of you listening would think that feels great to ignore that. But what we can do is here and now, and that is holding the space, being positive for everybody, envisioning everybody healthy and happy and full of great health, and being sensible over anything. Bring in your practical human sensibleness here, because at the end of the day, you can sit on your meditation mat as much as you want to, but like I said, if it is in your soul contract or in your path to get it, there is no way you can avoid that. And vice versa, if you're not meant to get it, you're not meant to get it. And look at those recovery rates. Don't look at the total going up, look at the recovery rates, because that's what they're not putting out there on the media, is how many people are successfully recovering and actually how many people are having milder symptoms. So yes, it is a time of uncertainty, but equally you don't have to feel uncertain in that time. You can feel okay, you can feel in control, you can feel, and I don't mean, you know, in control in a bad way, but in control in a way of where you can still take positive action, because you can. We can all take positive action every single day. That's our inspired action towards the law of attraction. So focus on what's going well for you. You know, be consistent with a daily practice still, because that daily practice will serve you so much during this time of having faith, of being consistent, and actually just having something to focus on other than that as well is really important. And remember as well, if you are feeling, you know, quite fearful or anxious, you could be picking up on collective fear as well. I know I felt that over the weekend, last weekend, by the time you hear this podcast, I know a lot of my friends did as well. So we can all feel our own fear and collective fear as well. So keep everyone in your thoughts. You know, we need togetherness, not separateness, because this is what the old paradigm was. And obviously, you know, the whole point of spirituality is to remember that we are all one. We are all one. We're all part of the same source. And togetherness doesn't have to mean that you're irresponsible, but togetherness can mean as well being sensible, but also holding that space for everybody and thinking of everybody and being compassionate. And also spreading kindness. Like, you know, a virus can spread easily, yes, but so can kindness, so can positivity, so can every other positive emotion, love, thoughts, everything like that. So choose what you want to spread today. Is it love? Is it positivity? Is it happiness? Is it joy? You know, think about the things you want to spread and the positive action that you can take to eliminate that collective fear and hold that space for everybody to recover successfully if they do have it, to feel joy, feel happiness and love, and feel safe and held and supported. Let's hold that vision. Let's hold all of that. But at the same time, let's just be sensible. So hopefully that podcast has helped you guys. I hope it has, because I think there's just so much scarcity and I just feel that someone needs to be sharing some tips of what to do to deal with the fear at the moment. So I think it's just about having awareness, holding that light, obviously holding the space for light and love and positivity, but also more than anything, just having a sensible head on your shoulders. That's all it requires. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to my podcast episode. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.